Hey everyone, coming up, we're talking about the holidays at Universal Orlando. We're going to deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la, live from the Bob Varley studio in Orlando, Florida. This is the Universal edition of the Diz Unplugged. This is episode 65 of the Diz Unplugged Universal edition. The Universal Edition is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel, experts at helping you plan the perfect vacation. Visit them on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. Hey everyone, again, welcome to a very special episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. Fahu, Glore, whatever. The Grinch is coming, the goofs, and Merry Christmas, everyone. I am your host, Craig Williams, and today I am joined by Jenny Lynn Knopp.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, you're going full name today, not just JL. I don't know.
It's a special day.
I felt like it. It is a special day. It's a holly jolly day. Back on the controls, associate producer in our minds, but...
And our hearts.
What's the butt?
Come on, you can
get
that.
Yeah, I can't get a butt. Anyways, back there, Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Oh. Just, hey. Very bright. So, yeah, this is oh my gosh. Well, I guess first things first, I have to say, this is the second week in a row that we had to put out a non-live episode. And fully apologize for it. But last week, of course, we forgot to announce it the week before that, I think, that Rhino was...
My teeth.
Yeah, he had his wisdom teeth pulled on Wednesday, so he needed the recovery time on Thursday, so he couldn't be out live. And then for everyone watching this right now, I am currently in Savannah, Georgia. Please don't break into my house, because tomorrow I am going to be getting married. So, yes, I feel like it's an okay reason to skip out on doing a live show this week. But
I think we'll give you a pass.
Yeah.
So, Rhino with his gaping holes in his mouth, and you with your nuptials.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These are
I haven't eaten
okay
solid
reasons,
food in forever. I'm saving myself for the wedding.
Here's the thing. I think our shows are better whenever they're not live. Whenever they're live, you know, we're always a little bit goofier. That's our style here. We're a little more off the cuff. But whenever we get to these pre-recorded ones, I mean, last week talking Back to the Future... Well, I guess we weren't too crazy, but there was one at one point in time we did, and we were just downright ridiculous
yeah,
the entire time.
I'm with you on it. It's easier to kind of feel like you're a little more relaxed and yourself.
I'm relaxed. I'm very relaxed right now. So I'm not going to waste too much time because holidays,
too late.
They're coming, and if we wait too long, they're going to be gone. So I don't want to...
Isn't it always crazy? I feel like I can't hear myself regularly, but...
what?
Isn't it... my voice sounds weird in here.
Oh.
Isn't it crazy how, like, November 1st hits and you think to yourself, I got plenty of time. You know, I always think, like, okay, well, it's, like, 2 months for Christmas. We're fine. We can do whatever. But you really, like, break it down. Like, you got Thanksgiving, fourth Thursday of the month, but then, like... The Christmas is right behind it, just like that. Like, I was thinking about Star Wars the other day and the tickets, and like, I was like, oh, well, you know, that comes out way before Christmas. No, Mm-mm. It comes out like, you know, 6 days before Christmas. Like, it's crazy how quickly everything all speeds up right after Halloween.
As soon as November 1st hits, I think it's a hard and fast rule that there is only 1 week until Christmas, essentially, just because of how. Yeah. Busy everyone's lives are, so we want you to make sure that you get all this information, because the holidays are so compact and not a lot of time, so you need to be able to plan accordingly with all of that. But before we do that, of course, we'll go through a little bit of housekeeping. Nothing too major. I
figured out what was wrong.
What's wrong?
You were showing me how to turn down my headset before. So, like, I can hear you nice and clear, but for some reason, it was throwing me off. So.
All good. So there's a chance that, you know, everyone's going to think we've been screaming for the last little bit.
Yeah.
No going back.
No, Rhodes. Sorry if that's what happened.
Rhodes. Does anyone else have any housekeeping right now? J.O.? No?
I wanted to give a shout out to Maddie, who I... met in the parks last Monday. It was I was needing some direction and just stopped the nearest cast member for help, and she looked at me, she goes, I know who you are. And it was very fun. So, hi, Maddie. And thank you for helping me. I appreciate that. The end.
Hmm. Maddie.
Maddie.
It's very Scottish of her. Come here, Maddie.
Bobby Newport.
I feel so bad. Sorry, Maddie. I didn't.
Mattie?
Maddie, Maddie. Or Maddie?
Maddie, M-A-D-D-I-E.
Oh, yeah, very
she
Scottish.
She was a lovely girl.
Very Scottish. Rhino, anything back there for you?
No, I think I had something, but I think the surgery went out with the teeth.
Okay, you know, little bit goes in, little bit goes out. Well, I'm going to talk about the big announcement that was made this past Tuesday. We're not going into a full bus show. Don't have enough for that. I mean, maybe we do. We don't know what's happening on Wednesday, but we do know that on Tuesday they did release more details about the upcoming celebration of Harry Potter, the third annual one that will be taking place January 29th through the 31st of 2016. You know, before that would be considered a non-peak time, perfect time to visit the parks, but then Universal goes and does something like this and makes it all of a sudden a reason to come the last week and
crazy
of January.
Muggles.
Yeah, crazy muggles.
Or no match, whatever.
So we're not going to go there. But yeah, so they announced, first off, the film talent. So Rupert Grint, everyone's favorite Ron Weasley, will be coming back. I believe the only Ron Weasley actually right now. Who knows? Maybe there's been some off-Broadway production that someone else played him.
I was going to be like, you know, there is only one Ron Weasley. Yeah,
but definitely our favorite Ron Weasley of the ones, you know, even people cosplaying, stuff like that. Matthew Lewis is making his return. Everyone loves him because he went from ugly, fat Neville Longbottom, awkward looking as a child, to now
to the hero at the end.
Dudley. No, God, no. Have you seen pictures of him recently? Sweet Jesus, that man.
What?
Talk about looking like being a Neville Longbottom as a kid. Like, that kid is the definition of what Neville Longbottom's character arc was in real life. He go ahead, Google him. He's got quite some photos on there, you'll see. But he's doing well for himself. Good for you, friend.
Yeah, he's basically naked all the time now.
What?
Because
I don't want to Google this.
He trimmed down. He got very, very in shape. Very in shape. And obviously, he got his teeth fixed.
Yeah, that's all I remember, his teeth.
Yeah, I mean, overall, though, he really came together as a human being and worked on himself.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
No, get out.
Completely different. Completely different person. So the ladies always go crazy for a little Maddie Lewis.
Oh my God.
Not to be confused with Maddie in the parks. also, I'm very excited for this one. Cho Chang's going to be there. Katie Leung. So I love me some Cho Chang.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on Neville Longbottom.
That's fine. It's basically how Cho Chang's portrayed in the movies anyways. You just kind of skim right over her.
Yeah.
So that works out. Ginny Weasley, Bonnie Wright, is returning again, as well as Ivana Lynch, Luna Lovegood, who is...
I love her.
Of course she'll show up. I mean, she's the biggest
of
anything.
She's in something new, too. She's doing well for herself. She was just in something outside of the Harry Potter universe. I don't know if it was like a Netflix show or I saw her in something. I think it was a horror movie, actually. I'm going to look that up real quick.
So the Nargles?
Was it the Nargles?
Nargles?
The Nargles told me about it.
Nargles. So, yeah, that is right now the list of film talent that should be here. Remember, of course, anyone could cancel at any time. But, again, what's more likely to happen is they'll actually add more people on as the event gets closer, too. That sometimes does happen. So, either way, I think...
That's a pretty good lineup, I think.
I think it's a great lineup. I was... The first year, it was decent. Yes?
Yeah. Worst movie. It's GBF.
Okay. We're going to move on from that.
Okay.
The first year of a celebration of Harry Potter, I thought it was a strong lineup of people that they got there for it. It was the first time I got to see the Harry Potter celebrities actually at Universal Orlando, so I felt like I was actually pleased with everyone who did show up. And then, of course, I was there for the grand opening events with Diagon Alley, so I got to see even more because... I mean, awesome. Helena Bonham Carter was there.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean.
Wow.
It was just all out for that one. And then a celebration of Harry Potter came around last year, and I was kind of disappointed because, I mean, overall, it was good, but I felt like a lot of the cast had just been there for Diagon Alley earlier, so it wasn't as
You felt it was a little
energetic.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, we did have... Michael Gambon was there for us, but he was so...
Not remembering anything.
Yeah, not remembering anything, so that didn't help. And, of course, the twins were there. That's what's surprising here. The twins, unless they already said they were going to be here, I don't remember.
Yeah, they're usually, like, the staple of...
anything.
Yeah, they're here. They're like, oh, there's a Harry Potter new snack in the gift shop? Let's go.
No, I know they were out in Hollywood whenever they did some press for the new Wizarding World coming out there in March. And so... Maybe. They're already doing press for that, too. So I'm sure they will be added if they're already not added, and I'm just, like, completely grazing over. But in general, the fact that they got Rupert Grint to come back to Universal, I think that's a good step in the Knights' direction, and especially having Cho Chang being there this year. That's one person I don't think she's ever been to any of the events, at least the ones that I've attended. I know she hasn't been. So to have that fresh voice on the lineup, because... A lot of the stuff they do includes, like, the Q&A with the film stars.
Yeah.
So it was great the first year getting to hear Ivana Lynch tell all her stories and talk about how excited she was to be a part of it. All of them, including Matthew Lewis and Bonnie Wright even at that. But after the second time hearing the stories, it's like, oh, it's still a good story. Not as great. A third time, it's going to start to get stale. Granted, not a lot of people get the luxury of getting to see this every time. Right, so I need to stop speaking like that.
Well, the saving grace last year was she kept helping Michael Gambit.
Yeah.
In his Gambit. I can't say it. Whatever.
Gambit is a...
the X-Men.
All right, that
guy. That old card-throwing Dumbledore.
She was helping him with his interviews because he couldn't remember anything. Yeah. And so she started answering his questions.
Exactly.
For him. No, you said this in the movie.
Oh, no. It's perfect.
Although your character does this.
Oh, he was a Gryffindor. He wasn't like.
Oh, so much comedy from it. So it is good to have it in like a instance like that. But in terms of the more personal Q&As, yeah, it does feel a little flat when you hear the same stories over and over again. So I'm excited for the possibilities of what could happen because of this. And in terms of the actual events taking place, we have, of course, like I said, the Q&As with the celebrities. And then new this year, they're actually going to have Pierre Brohana. And I'm not even joking. That is like Brohana. Like Ohana.
Like, hey bro, let's go to Ohana's. Let's have a Brohana.
It's something that you could... I would definitely expect...
I'd get a t-shirt with that.
I would absolutely 100% expect to see, what's his name, Dwayne Johnson walking around. Rocking Brohana everywhere.
Well, he is Samoan, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He is.
Also, they'll be bringing... That's the one new thing that they are having this year. He's going to be going over... I don't think I explained what he does, but he's the head prop maker for the entire film. So he's going to be bringing props and pieces that were actually used in that. So that could potentially be extremely interesting. That has a lot of promise. Returning will be the Harry Potter Expo, which will showcase a lot of the Harry Potter universe, including the Sorting Hat experience. Showing some more props from the studio tour that they bring over from London. Mina Lima, all the graphic design work that they do, showcasing that. Pottermore, selling books, you know, everything. If you don't know what we're talking about, go back, watch one of the overview videos on the expo. You'll get a great idea for everything that they have there. Paul Harris, the Wand Combat choreographer.
That was my question.
Is coming back again. So that's always fun and entertaining just to watch the crowd get into it and have an experience on that. Mina Lima will be doing a panel as well. And then I think that is... Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to read off the long, long press list that they didn't announce to the public, but it was on our email list that got sent out. The only other thing it says, the global impact of Harry Potter, the exhibition, so that there's that traveling exhibition that does go around. I think they're going to have a panel about that too this year, which would make it new. And,
I would hope that they're going to bring some of the stuff with them.
I have no idea.
Which was an excellent panel. I saw it in New York City. It was amazing.
Yeah. Well, they're doing a panel with that as well too. So couple news things this year, making it a little fresher. So, of course, again, for anyone who wasn't paying attention before, that's January 29th through the 31st of 2016. So if you want to see any of that stuff, be there. If not, we will be there with our expert coverage of that.
Get your Harry Potter year started right, because that Christmas means Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yep. And there are still the exclusive vacation packages available that offer some extra like benefits in terms of special access to get into the expo a lot quicker, not have to wait in long lines, as well as sectioned off parts for the viewing the panel. So those are still available.
Wait a minute,
of course,
but do they have the winning element to it that we did last year, the party in Diagon Alley?
Yeah, but I believe they're getting a little stricter on it this year, that they're doing the party, but like this time around, it's not going to be unlimited ice cream, just like one butter beer per person. Not unlimited like we had, just one.
Man.
They're getting a little stricter on that.
I guess
they weren't abusing it last year or something.
I know, I mean, well,
last year was awesome.
It was pretty amazing.
Abuse the crap out of the ice cream thing when we go for Dizapalooza, just so you know. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, of course, if you have any interest in going to Universal Orlando, we always recommend Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the perfect Universal vacation.
I think you can visit them on the web.
At dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, our sponsor.
I wish there was some cue music there for that.
It's a plug.
Dreams Unlimited Travel.
Okay, yeah, so that's coming up there at that time. We'll have more on that later, but let's talk about what we're actually here to talk about today, and that is the holidays at Universal Orlando. So obviously, some people come into traveling with the idea of, why would I want to travel to Orlando during the holidays? Why wouldn't I want to stay at home with my family? But then you have the other mindset that says,
'cause you hate
The only time I can the only time I can actually travel is during the holidays, because that's when the kids are off school. That's whenever I can get off work, blah, blah, blah. There's all kinds of excuses. And then there's the people like us that just live here that say, well, you know, we're here, so I'm always here. It doesn't really matter. And of course, Disney is one of the premier places to go in terms of if you want to come down to Orlando for the holidays. I know I'm sometimes harsh whenever I do kind of talk about visiting Universal for the holidays, but it's really not as bad as I make it sound. It's actually quite enjoyable. It's just sometimes, you know, my personality, I like to give it a little bit of the old poke in the rib, something like that. I don't know. That might be a phrase. Might not be.
Now it is.
Yeah, it's a phrase regardless. Now,
Absatch.
There is a lot.
Craigtionary.
Put your absatch on, give someone a good poke in the rib, and let's talk about the holidays at Universal Orlando. So the one benefit of the holidays at Universal Orlando is that it really does encompass basically the entire property, with the exception of really City Walk, because, well, you know, that's restaurants and shopping and stuff. Not much to really get in.
It's always 1993 at City Walk.
Exactly. But yeah, there's so much going on during the holidays at Universal Orlando. So for anyone who's not familiar, this is going to be a pretty basic 101 on everything that does happen. The primary point of this is that we do have our Dizapalooza event coming up in about a month from now, actually. Well, less than a month from now.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Just in a few weeks.
Exactly. So we want to give people an idea who are staying on property, looking around for how they can get into the holiday spirit more. This is going to be your basic guide to let you know everything that's happening. So if you listened years back to the Christmas in July episode that we did on this will be kind of a refresher on top of that, but still entertaining, because, well, way back then you didn't get Rhino and Jenny Lynn's opinion on everything. So now we'll jump into it, and we're going to start off in the Staple Park, I believe, Universal Studios Florida. So Universal Studios Florida has a great and massive history dating all the way back to the year of 1990.
It's very rich. Very rich history.
Oh, we're not doing a history lesson right now?
No.
Talking about the holidays, that's right.
Talking about Jesus.
Yep. So anyone out there who thinks that I'm embarrassed at my jokes, I'm not. I made it. I went there. Rhino singing about Jesus in the background.
It's okay. I'm embarrassed enough for the both of you. Good. I'll carry that.
Good. So what's the big thing that happens at Universal Studios Florida?
Well, the twist is they bring back Halloween Horror Nights. No?
We already made that joke.
I'm going to keep making the joke because it's a spooky.
Yeah. I believe Pete made that joke on Tuesday. So.
Oh, wait, did he? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he literally
did.
That's why it's fresh in your mind. Not because it's Tuesday right now.
Great.
No. I changed a shirt. Lost right now.
I'm wearing a Grinch shirt now.
Okay, moving on.
You had to be there.
Apparently I wasn't.
You weren't. What's the big thing that happens at Universal Studios Florida?
I know.
What is it?
It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Christmas Day Parade.
Try one more time.
It's the Macy's Christmas Day Parade.
No, one more time.
It's the Grinchmas
celebration of parades.
No.
No. There's...
I don't actually know what happens.
It is. Thank God that we call ourselves an expert panel talking about Universal Studios Florida.
I did tell you this at the Christmas party at Magic Kingdom is that I remember the events. I can't remember the names of things. Everything should have a name tag.
So I'll change the title to semi-experts at Universal Orlando and Disney.
I know
and all
what
that.
It is. The Macy's Holiday Parade.
Oh, my gosh. Is it because, you know, you have like a picture right in front of you that actually has the name Macy's Holiday Parade on it?
Yeah.
Yep. That's why. It. By golly, that's why you know it. So the Macy's Holiday Parade. What is it? Well, basically, they take some of the floats and balloons that they actually have in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and they come to Universal Orlando. I mean, don't expect to see Snoopy flying overhead.
These are kind of more of the minor floats.
No yes. Power Ranger.
Minor balloons.
They don't get shown on TV for the most part. They'll be in the back, the far background of the shot.
This last year, when they had it, they specifically singled them out and were like, these ones will be going to be seen at Universal Studios. I think that was because I was watching it on NBC, too, so they probably highlighted it.
Yeah, but then there are things like a purple hippopotamus. They're not, you know, like...
Well, no, but like the hippo, that was actually a special one because they brought it back after so many years of being retired from the parade. I mean, I'm talking about like the ones that are just freaking stars that say Macy's on it. Those ones you don't see flat out like on it. That'll be in the background of it. So there are a lot of balloons like that. But it's essentially a parade that showcases some of these balloons, a lot of the characters that you can find at Universal with some other interesting floats like the Mother Goose float, which I think they took out last year maybe. I can't remember. It's been a year. It's overall, it's almost like kind of a flabbergasting parade in that, everyone knows the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's the parade of parades.
Yeah.
Unless you're more of a Rose Bowl parade fan, the Rose Parade.
Take that to Legoland.
I mean, some people are bigger on that. Those West Coasters, they don't understand Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but they get the Rose Parade, the Parade of Roses, whatever the heck. But in terms of, we're on the East Coast, so we get the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And of course, they have to drop Thanksgiving Day from the title because this is taking place all throughout the holidays. So it's just kind of a weird mix of everything. And in terms of, like, you know, it follows the basic same route around the park as the normal Superstar Parade that happens daily at Universal Orlando. But the bizarre part is, in all of this, that if you're watching from, let's say, Hollywood, you're basically just seeing the parade as it goes by. But then, of course, if you stake out right in front of the Macy's storefront in New York, out in front of the Christmas tree, you're treated to an entire different experience because...
They stop to do their shows.
Exactly. Some of the characters that will be walking towards the front of the parade, they'll just stop and hang out around the tree, and you're kind of like, okay, well, did they get tired? Could they not make it all the way around? But that's not the case. They just keep going, and then all of a sudden the Rockettes come, and they come up, and they stop, and then Santa Claus pulls up.
When you say Rockettes, you mean Rockettes?
Did I say Rockettes?
I thought Rockettes, I got the... But I don't know.
I thought I got the Kets in there. Maybe I didn't. But the Rockettes. They're there, and then Santa pulls up, stops right in front of the tree, and then they do this big tree lighting ceremony that is literally, like, the coolest part of the parade. So... And I'll shut up real soon and let you guys talk about it a little bit more right after this. But the first time I watched this parade, it was back in Hollywood. And then the next time I watched it, it was, they did a weird route because of construction that was happening in the park. But it was closer to where like Beetlejuice is located, which I forgot to mention that in there. They finally gave the axe date to Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I saw that.
December 3rd.
That was actually the thing. I think that was the thing I was trying to think of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could have did a buzz, but then again, we already talked about that. But yeah, so then I finally watched it out in front of the tree because I'm like, oh, that'll be a great background. And then I saw this. I can't believe that this always has happened. If anyone who watches this parade anywhere else is just doing themselves a disservice. So for that, although I find the old music was awful, they changed the music last year, which all of a sudden it became a lot better. The music before, though, I will rant and rave about how bad that was for years to come. But Macy's Holiday Parade, I think it is a must-do at Universal during the holidays. Anyone else want to talk about it? Give an opinion?
I unfortunately, I've only seen it like once or maybe twice, and I don't think I've caught the good area, like you were saying. I don't know why. It's just because I do a lot of, I've gone home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and my birthday is New Year's, so I've been gone a lot of the times that they start doing this, so I don't get to see it. So I look forward to it this year, you know? Do they do this stuff in Hollywood, or is it just exclusive to Universal Florida?
In Hollywood, they only do Grinchmas, but we'll get on there next.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. JL, any opinions on the parade?
I think it's a great parade. I don't think it's the thing that you must do at Christmas time here in Orlando, Florida, but I definitely think it's worthwhile. I covered it for a media thing 2 years ago, and that was my first and only time that I've ever seen it. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was impressive. I think it helps to, you know, like you said, set your expectations. You're not going to be seeing the most spectacular balloons or floats there, but as long as you understand that, you know, this is not going to be the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day parade in its entirety transferred to Florida, then it's nice to get a little bit of a taste of it, you know? I love the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Okay. Something that I've always wished that I could see in person. So to be able to go to this and, you know, kind of get a bit of a feel for what it would be like to be in New York was a really cool experience.
Oh, yeah. No. And you said it perfectly there. Manage your expectations on it, and that a lot of people, especially ones who are familiar with Disney, know that if you watch a parade at Disney, their floats are so highly themed that you can't even tell, like, if there's a person driving it in there because they hide it so well. That's not the case with this one. This is like the Mardi Gras parade, too, like a real parade that happens anywhere else. A lot of the floats are being pulled by, you know, giant trucks.
Right.
In tractors. I mean, that's just how it is. So I know that's kind of a turnoff to a lot of people at first, but just manage your expectations. It's a good time.
I do have a question for you. Yes. I know that in past years there have been opportunities for particular groups to help lead the balloons, where they train them and how to walk them in the parade. Is that still something that's relevant this year? And how do you how do you get that position?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously all these balloons need to be held by someone. They're not all being just driven around. However, they do have some balloon mobiles that take away the aspect of people holding them. But Universal doesn't hire enough people to just hold these balloons every day for a parade. That would be just a silly waste of people's time and not very promising in the aspects of moving on with a job afterwards.
It's not something to build a career on.
Exactly. So what they do is they do have balloon handlers at Universal that's their specific job. They learn how to be the main balloon handler, so that way they can pick out families in the park to come and actually participate and be balloon holders as they go through the park. And, you know, they have to go through a crash course. They have to be able to meet all the requirements that it takes to actually help lug around the balloons there. But basically, I don't know what point it starts in the afternoon, but start hanging around the New York area and even Hollywood. You'll see a bunch of people wearing, I believe, usually their red jumpsuits that they have to wear as a balloon handler, and you start seeing them out, and they'll, you know, they'll look for people that fit the same, think they can fit the part, and they'll try to pick them out. And as long as it's okay and you want to do it.
Okay. So it's random selection. It's not AP holders. It's not any other particular type of requirement.
I don't believe so. There might be an annual pass holder thing for it, but I don't. I usually let the annual pass holder stuff go right over my head in terms of what you can do with it. So I know they do randomly select people, though. So okay. It is something that anyone can
do. That was one aspect to this event that I always thought was really cool. I have not gotten to handle a balloon, but I think that that would be a really fun experience and a very unique experience. Where else are you going to be able to do that?
Well, I think we need to go and try to, maybe hoe ourselves out a little bit. I don't want to say the bad word. Rhino's not paying attention, so he just, out of the corner of his ear, heard the word ho. And
you've got me.
Where did this conversation go?
Right back into the conversation with that.
Like,
you give me a gardening tool, and I will get right back into the conversation.
Did he mean to say who, but it came out as ho?
It's not pronounced Hoville. My mom read me a completely different story as a kid.
So that will do it for the Macy's Holiday Parade. Let's move on to some of the other stuff that happens. One thing that
my favorite,
maybe I can kill two birds with one stone on this. No, we're still at Universal Studios Florida, a Barney Holiday. So the Barney show gets a holiday overlay. Well, you already said it, so you're screwed now.
Craig, you do realize that your year is almost up for filling
I'm going to fill it. I'm going to fulfill my destiny. Whoa, that should go back.
Resolution is what we're referring to.
Yeah, no,
here.
I'm going to get it because then we have to have a new resolution next year. So I will see Barney. I will see Barney.
Are you
going to
see the regular Barney, or is it already in holiday mode right now?
It's not in holiday mode yet because we didn't even talk about this from the start of the show. The holidays start on December 5th.
Okay.
I wasn't sure. I was going to ask.
I can't believe we got way too far into that. They start December 5th. Luckily, the weekend that we are doing Dizzapalooza.
They respect Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And it runs through January 2nd. So, yes, that is the holidays the entire time. Exactly. So, Barney Holiday, that overlay happens. Sing-along holiday classics with Barney, Baby Bop, and BJ Bop, and all that
BJ
Barney crap. Blues Brothers.
Hat?
Blues Brothers also do a holiday rendition of their show. Really fun because... you know, Blues Brothers, as you talked about in your Family's Guide to New York,
put on a very
entertaining show.
Yes, absolutely. I'd be interested in seeing the holiday version because the regular version is pretty darn good.
And I like it because they do classics like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Blue Christmas, Run Rudolph Run, really upbeat and energetic. But then they also kind of do songs and they transform them into Christmas songs. So like they do a cover of Jailhouse Rock that's actually Santa Claus Rock, and then they do Soul Man, but they turned it into Snowman. Snowman.
What's in Love Actually, where he's like, we've changed the lyric from Let It Go.
Feel it in my fingers. Feel it in my toes. Okay. I love Love Actually.
I would love to repeat what he says afterwards, but yeah, that scene's great. I love that scene.
What do you say about your critics? No, I love that movie. But yeah, it's kind of the same thing. It's a very entertaining show, so we'll have to experience as a group. And then the final thing that happens on select weekends, on Saturdays and Sunday nights at Universal Studios Florida, that will actually take us into our next topic right afterwards, is Mannheim Steamroller. They put on a free concert at the Music Plaza stage in Production Central, like pretty much every concert that happens at Universal Orlando, a free concert that's just part of your park ticket. And Mannheim Steamroller, you might not know them right off the bat, but at
you
the
would
same
know
time,
their song.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've heard
them. You play the song, you know the song.
Yeah, as soon as you hear Deck the Bells, Deck the Halls.
That's not Mannheim Steamroller.
Oh, they do one. They do a version of it.
Oh, okay. I always thought you were thinking of the one with...
God Rest You, Mary
Jane. Band. No.
You're talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, but who do they... Somebody's featured in that from a band. The guitar player from... A band in the 90s, heavy metal, God, I'm gonna have to look it up. Nirvana? Okay. No. He did.
Okay, I'm just gonna keep going with Mannheim right now. Very synthesizer heavy, very like late 80s, Metallica. Early 90s.
Metallica.
Okay. So it's that type of music, but you'll recognize it immediately. You've heard it before. You'll hear it again. They're a Christmas staple in terms of Christmas music. So they play a lot of their classic hits. However, Mannheim Steamroller actually wrote the music for a show. Well, some of the music, obviously. Some of it was already around, but they wrote the music for one of the other things that happens at Universal over Christmas. That's at Islands of Adventure. And, of course, we are talking about the Grinchmas in the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular that takes place.
Look at this picture. Look at this girl. What's wrong with Cindy Lou Who here? She is sad.
Well, she's far more than two Who.
She looks like somebody being abducted is what she looks like in this photo.
So the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular is a 30-minute show telling the story, of course, of how the Grinch stole Christmas, almost a blend of the classic cartoon and the live-action film, because obviously the live Grinch they have there is very reminiscent of Jim Carrey's portrayal of it. But, of course, they still throw in some of the classic songs that you'll hear from the cartoon version, and then they also have to throw in Where Are You Christmas? The music that's played behind all of these songs, it's not the same exact music that you hear in their respectful forms, either the cartoon or the live-action Ron Howard version. It's a Mannheim Steamroller soundtrack. So going back over to Universal Studios, they go into, they start out with their music, but then they literally go into a whole portion of the concert where they basically replay everything that you hear over at the Grinch show. So I know this was the first time it happened for me. It was kind of a turnoff because you just did Grinchmas earlier in the day and then go over to watch Mannheim Steamroller at night. And it's like, okay, I have to hear all of these songs over again that I literally just heard.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of overkill.
A little repetitive.
But I mean, they're still great. And whenever Mannheim Steamroller does play, they have some of the original people that were in Grinchmas come out and sing the parts.
Oh, that's cool.
And it actually works out well. I believe the last time I saw it, it was everyone that was in the quartet singing was all original members of Grinchmas. So it makes it a little more special. But yeah, Grinchmas. Creepy Who's running around for 30 minutes. Max is the cutest dog in the world every time they bring him out. Adorable. I know some people like the Grinch. Other people hate the Grinch.
The people hate the Grinch?
I think
only
it's an entertaining
show. Didn't say Grinch.
Mm-hmm.
No. I was the Grinch in a play once. Yeah. The Jim Carrey version of that movie. There's some photos out there. It's terrible.
Okay.
Not terrible. I did win an award for it.
You love the show, though?
Oh, yeah. The show's great. That's why the Grinch, I have a special place for the Grinch. Also, I love that Jim Carrey movie. But yeah, the show's really good. I am always impressed with the Grinch, the person who is the Grinch, the costume, it's very it looks just like right out of the movie, and the guy is always
the guy
on
the same
point.
Guy every year, because whoever it was when I saw it, he is on point.
Okay,
to the degree that I would almost mistake him for Jim Carrey. His mannerisms are so dead on.
I bet he's Jack.
That's exactly obviously, in terms of even like with Jack at Halloween Horror Nights, they have a backup Jack for whenever the main Jack
is sick,
lose his voice, and because it's very growly. The same thing goes with the Grinch. They obviously have to have a backup for circumstances, but yes, the actor who
he repeats it every year.
Also,
actor formerly known as Jack.
He's amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. I can't.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch him and grasp that he's not Jim Carrey's version of the Grinch. I love this show. When I saw it, I wasn't particularly enthused. I mean, I was curious more than anything else, but I wasn't necessarily going in expecting to be impressed. I left feeling emotionally moved.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a fantastic show. It definitely puts you in the Christmas mindset.
Yep. Oh, it's the number one thing to do at Universal over Christmas.
It's a production. I love the makeup. Like they get it. It's a show, and
it is.
You definitely need to get there early for that, whatever one you're going to, because I remember waiting in a pretty long line for that.
I mean, maybe I just had really low expectations for it, but I was shocked at how well done it was.
I wasn't. The first time I saw it, I actually really enjoyed it. And then I want to say the next time I saw it after that, I was kind of like, maybe the characters, all the actors weren't really on par how it was the first time I saw it. So then it kind of went downhill. But ever since then, every time I go back, I have more and more appreciation for it. I enjoy it, and I like whenever I get to see it with my family, which has only been once, I believe, ever. But it's an excellent show. Mm-hmm. It's my highest recommendation. If you only can have time to do one thing during Christmas at Universal,
oh yeah, absolutely,
go see the Grinchmas Holiday Spectacular.
I mean, you're seeing it in the Seuss, Seuss Landing. Like, where else,
Well, and that's part of it. Seuss Landing is essentially, it's transformed completely over into this whole Grinchmas. So the rest of the park isn't overly decorated. I mean, they hang wreaths here and there, but all around the park. But it's not anything like overkill, except for in Seuss Landing. It is
decked out.
Yeah, we're going to shoot a wreath gun right at your face. I mean, it's beautiful in Seuss Landing all over the Christmas time. And they also, if you can't get enough Grinch, then they do have the Grinch and Friends character breakfast, where you get to have your crappy breakfast at Circus McGurkus.
Wait,
are we going to get to do that this year?
Yeah. And will I get to try the green eggs and ham? Will it be option? Because that's the thing I'm always trying to get, and that stupid place is always closed.
It'll be my first time actually doing Grinch and Friends breakfast. Every year it just doesn't end up working out that I want to do it, and it just timing never really works. So no, this year we are doing it, so we'll be able to report on it. But yeah, you get to meet the Grinch and see some more of the Who's walking around, and you get your breakfast. And the price last year was $25.99 for adults and only $12.99 for children. So in terms of the breakfast might not be great, but in terms of the price, it's not awful.
No,
not a bad price. So, yeah, of course, you have to have theme park admission and that, but at the same time, pricing's not awful on it. So, unfortunately, in terms of the parks, that's actually just about it. There's not that much. There's not that special extra party, anything like that. It's pretty much just very right there, but it's accessible to everyone.
But that's what I was going to say. I have to commend Universal for putting on something extra special and not trying to fleece their guests for it. It's already included in the price of admission. You get to enjoy the holiday activities without having to dish out copious amounts of money in addition to what you've already dished out.
No, and that's such a critical, important part of it.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
I feel like that goes along with the holiday spirit.
Yeah, and it does. So definitely, please take the time to check out everything that happens at the parks. If you can't afford to go into the parks, let's say, but you want to get a glimpse of some of the stuff outside of the parks, well, that's actually, you're in luck, because I discovered actually last year that Universal really goes pretty much all out decorating their hotels too during Christmas time. Something that I didn't really know before, that I never really took the time to ever go around to the hotels.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Maybe we should do a little
resort hopping.
Yeah, do a little video overview of the resorts when we do that. Because I know we started talking about doing it for Disney. That would be kind of a cool. Because my experience with the resorts was just what we did with the Seven and the Land and Sea. Excuse me. So I would very much like to go see all this stuff. Yeah.
So and it's. I mean, And I'm talking about in terms of a hotel. Like, not every square inch is decorated, but in terms of hotel decorations, this is definitely on, you know, you will feel the holiday spirit as soon as you go into any of these hotels for Christmas. So we'll start with the Portofino, as always, because that's the flagship one. And this is also a very impressive one, because right out in the Portofino Bay Harbor, they put up a big...
I was going to say, that's an impressive tree.
Yeah. I just edited myself out there. It is a big tree.
I mean,
tree.
It looks small. I mean, because this picture is really far back, but like that, those buildings are tall buildings.
I believe it's about a 60-foot tree, all said and done. It's massive. And right down below the tree, you can meet Santa Claus too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, so, okay.
A very nice thing. And
are the lines to meet Santa usually?
Not bad.
Yeah. So this is a way to get access to Santa without having to wait hours in line like at downtown Disney.
Yep. Is it all Italian Christmas? Like, do they keep it, or is it just kind of like Christmas? I don't want to be like just Christmas, but you know what I mean? Like, do they have
Italian traditions?
The touches are there.
Yeah, a little bit of touches. So then we don't have pictures of it in the lobby. I'll try to add more of the pictures and post links to the blogs that I did last year about the resort.
You're getting married. Don't make promises.
Eventually, I'll do it. Yeah. I'll get them out
there.
Well,
like I said, we're going to try and do an overview. So
they're back. The pictures I took last year, they're out there. You can find them. They're not hard to find. I can put a link for those in the show notes page. That won't ruin my day. But yeah, in general, like, you know, up in the lobby, there's also trees up there and decorations, and it's much more classy, much more formal and elegant. So it really fits the feel of the resort rather well. But definitely the one, if you can only see one part of Portofino, you just want to walk over, look real quick. You don't have to go any further than just stopping at the harbor and seeing that tree and trying to find Santa Claus out there. Very, very, very nice touch. Over at Hard Rock, not quite as impressive, in my opinion, as Portofino. You know, they have their tree in the lobby, and there's kind of like instruments and other little things hanging on. So in terms of theming based on the resort.
Rock and roll Christmas.
Yes, very rock and roll Christmas. And, you know, they definitely take the time to make their lobby feel extremely Christmassy. And that's a big part. That's the nicest thing about staying at any of these hotels anywhere in Orlando over the holidays is it feels nice to walk in the lobby and get hit with that Christmas spirit right away. And beyond just the decorations there, Hard Rock goes out a little bit more, and they actually do a Christmas show.
Oh, really?
In the lobby. And by show, I mean a rock performance. And excuse me for not having this detail up there. It is a man who played with guess who? Not saying that like guess who it is. Band Guess Who. And I feel awful. I can't think of his actual name. It's loading right here. It's kind of like a special. So in the Hard Rock lobby, they do
Velvet Sessions.
Yes. Thank you.
That's okay. I'm here for you. I got you.
The wheels keep spinning. so they do the special, they call it Velvet Unplugged because it's a more special performance in the lobby. So it's Carl Dixon from the Guess Who. And of course, he has to play some of the Guess Who songs like American Woman and These Eyes, you know, the classics that you want to hear. But then he also does holiday songs with it too, because it usually takes place on the Friday before Christmas. So this year it's at Friday, December 18th at 7:30.
Oh, so, Star Wars.
Yeah, of course. Here's the catch though. You have to get tickets for the event. But here the good catch is that it's complimentary. So it's standing room only.
You just like sign up for it?
Yep. You just have to sign up because obviously there's only so much standing room, but you can go to this concert for completely free.
Again, nice.
Yeah. Oh, no. Amazing.
That's fantastic.
And if you want a table, if you want a table for two, it starts at $40 total, which that's not even bad. $20 a person to have a table for two. Of four, it's $60. And with those tickets, it also includes your first round of house cocktails and valet parking.
Oh, holy that's crap. A really good... I'd rather do the four than the two, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's a perfect thing. I think they're already all sold out for the tickets. They're still complimentary the last time I checked. But that's one of those things, you know, you get a group of four, and you just split the money each way. It's not bad at all. And you get
15,
all that.
That's $15 a person. That includes your valet, a drink, and the show. Like, mm-hmm. the drink alone at a Hard Rock, I'm sure, is $8 to $10.
The valet
plus tip.
Alone.
So, like, yeah. It's just crazy.
Oh, I think it's. I wanted to go last year, and I wanted to go this year. I had my heart set on it this year, but I'll be in California.
Star Wars. So.
Yeah,
but Star I'm Wars. Everyone's Star Wars. Everyone who's anyone is going to see Star Wars on Thursday night.
That's true.
So Friday doesn't matter anymore.
I won't That's, be here. This
it's over at that point. So then let's move on to Royal Pacific.
Boom.
All the way down there. So Royal Pacific, again, hits you with a nice big tree in the lobby.
That's beautiful.
Look at that
where,
tree.
Where I like what they do is then they also have a gingerbread...
like a town, a gingerbread village.
Exactly, right around there. As soon as you walk in, there's a person doing crafts with kids right there, doing Aww. Little holiday crafts. And this is where I got impressed, because I tried to go around in order of the hotels like I always do. I always do Portofino, Hard Rock, Royal Pacific, and then Cabana Bay. So I did that for this is the first time I saw it, and this is where it kind of amped it up a little bit, because they had a lot more decorations even added in around the place. So it's hard to get into the Christmas spirit in such a place that's set in the South Seas, but I think it does another great job of it, especially for the gingerbread houses.
Yeah, that was really a good touch.
Yes, but of course, to wrap it up with the final resort that's available right now to stay at, because Sapphire Falls isn't open yet, we have Cabana Bay. And last year was the first year for Christmas at Cabana Bay, so
Ooh.
Kind of confused about what they do. And my God, this is
nice.
This is the greatest resort to be at.
For Christmas, yeah.
For at Universal, and I think the only one that it can actually go head to head with in terms of all Orlando is Wilderness Lodge at Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
Two different things. Obviously, Wilderness Lodge has that the giant tree in there, and you're staying in because it's cold outside,
sure.
and you want that.
And they have the big giant fireplace in the lobby.
Exactly. But this is your classic 60s Christmas that
you
expected
from specials. Do they have like the white plastic Christmas trees?
Oh, yep, that's what they all are. White and silver classic Christmas trees.
That just the most artificial trees you could ever find.
Oh yeah,
in existence.
No, I've said the other resorts are pretty decked out in holiday stuff as far as hotels go. This is completely different, as you could see from the lobby. You're talking like there's 7 trees in the lobby right there, plus some garland around like the check-in area up above and over by the lobby bar that's in there, the Swizzle Lounge, and then even the gift shop's got decorations on that. Get to Bayliner Diner, even more tree overload everywhere. And then on top of that, my favorite part that they did that I talked about at Halloween, adding the special Halloween cup.
Mug.
They have the special Christmas cup too that adds Ooh. In that little 60s flair, gets
so
you in the holiday
cute.
Spirit. Cabana Bay is absolutely the place to be at Christmas time.
Do these decorations go up before around that same time, or
yeah,
is it
pretty much right around that same time?
That same week. Okay.
So obviously, it's just not something you can snap your fingers and be done overnight. So
yeah,
but it all pretty much rolls out at Universal right at the same time that it's show ready to go. And last year, after seeing it originally, then I made sure that I went back just to take in their Christmas decorations there as much as possible. They really knock it out of the park. And especially for people coming down to Dizzapalooza, I know a lot of people booked Cabana Bay. I think you guys are in for a real treat. Everyone out there is going to love it. I can't wait for us to go back. I'm glad you came up with that idea, Rhino.
Yeah, I think it would be, it's nice to go look at a tree and then like have a snack, something like that while you're there, and just kind of mosey around. Maybe now the weather seems to trying to get cooler.
When we go,
we should
Periscope so we can share it with everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have to Periscope
it too. I'm keeping
it
for myself.
Oh, yeah, we'll Periscope, but we'll cover up the lens.
Yeah.
That way they can't see. It'll be blind Periscoping. I guess I should just mention it too. City Walk. Obviously, the holidays would also include New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. City Walk does go crazy for that. I mean, it's the entire place. It's a party place. There's yeah, it's just an event on its own. I still haven't done that. I'm usually busy on New Year's. So if you're into partying for New Year's, City Walk is the thing that you want to do. I personally just like some fireworks, a little bit of beverage, and going to bed at an early, decent time.
I'm a classic, like, I like to watch Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. Like, yeah. I know, my birthday's January 1st, but, like, I don't know. It's one of those things. I'm very tame that New Year's Eve. I just like to be at a house party and have some drinks. So help me God, if Dick Clark isn't, if Dick Clark's
show.
Oh,
he's dead.
It's yeah. not on that television. I will be livid.
Yeah, he's dead. Ryan Seacrest is doing it now.
Who I also am in love with.
What is your social security number, too?
I will give you my address. Okay. Social security number, birthday.
Thank you.
I don't know what year I'm born in.
I know, but
I bet that sound you just made goes into one of those Diz remix videos. Huh?
There you go. Giving out free material. That is everything at Universal for the holidays, though. We're excited for it. Hope everyone out there is excited for it, and we'll share as much as we possibly can. It's going to be a good time.
Okay, I'm ready. Bring it.
So, anything else to say in terms of the holidays? Any feelings?
Haul out the holly.
I can't top that.
Okay. Well,
I'm not going to cut to me for that one.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone out there for taking the time to watch and listen to this. I hope we gave you a little bit of helpful information, at least in terms of what to expect when visiting Universal in December. Of course, follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that, to make sure you get all these updates whenever we're periscoping and all that crap that we're doing walking around Universal Orlando. If you want to see some of this stuff, of course, anything we talked about today, you'll find in the show notes page, disunplug.com. That's where you'll find our show notes as well as anything for the other shows, including the Disney World edition, the trip, and the Disneyland edition. And there's a lot of stuff there, including our contact too. So if you ever want to send us an email, have any questions, that's where you're going to want to send it.
Steal Rhino's identity.
We'll get it. What's that?
Is that steal my identity?
Steal Rhino's identity. You'll find that all at disunplug.com. And remember to subscribe to us on iTunes as well as YouTube, and make sure you're actually leaving us feedback on those too, because that's the only way we're going to get better. And we do accept your feedback. Sometimes we don't agree with it, but we accept it as people in general. So thank you again, everyone out there. We will see you next week, I think. Yeah, because it's not Christmas, it's not Thanksgiving yet, so we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we got a week in between.
Yeah, I don't want to burst your bubble, everyone out there, but we're not putting out a show on Thanksgiving. We'll be celebrating because it's a holiday. So we will see you next week with another episode of the Diz Unplugged Universal Edition. So until then, remember, holidays are universal.
Oh.
Went for the easy one.